Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's now 7 after the hour. Hi. Tuesday, May the 17th is upon us. May the 17th be with you. Well, that probably doesn't work as well. I like the 4th and then the 5th, right? But we moved. Do you believe it's been, almost 2 weeks since we had the 4th and it was with us? Ladies, imagine how time is flying. This is the DJV program with Jennifer Horne. She's got her wings on flying. Victoria Keelan as well. Fly, fly away. Jay Kirshner is here to open up the plans for the day or for the hour anyway. And I go back and forth on what is the big story or the biggest story, one of the biggest stories for us to converse, to put our minds together on. The leader of the Senate for the Republicans is an old fossil named Mitch McConnell, who has been criticized by some of his fellow Republicans about spending a lot of money to help out the Ukrainians. The Senate's almost ready to pass that $40 billion humanitarian and military aid package for Ukraine. The only question most people of any conscience has is, where's the money coming from? That's what I guess the Republicans are saying, at least in part. 57 House Republicans voted against the bill last week. Is the money the question? What could be any other question?
Well, Rand Paul was the question. Right. He was the one who kind of stopped this up a little bit last week, saying helping Ukraine does not mean bankrupting the United States. And so instead of quickly passing this before they went on vacation for the weekend, now they're back negotiating again. And I think it's fresher, and I'm sorry for my voice. My allergies are just a wreck.
Allergies are ruthless. I think
is the way really bad.
The allergies this spring. Anyway, go ahead, please.
That being said, Mitch McConnell went to Ukraine. And look, I think people want to help. Everybody wants to help. It's just, as this goes on and on and on and on, can we continue to send $40 billion every 2 weeks?
And can we find some priorities, right? The people that are crying about spending money, are they looking at the rest of the items in the budget to see the waste, the fraud? Who's doing something about fixing that?
I think what I had said to you last week is if Ukraine is our priority and if we want to send X amount of dollars to Ukraine, then where can we make that cut in our own budget? And no one's ever willing to make any cuts in the budget, right? And so that's the problem.
It does have to change.
And I think that was Rand Paul's point, is that we have to figure out something.
Good for him.
What that something is, I don't know.
Well, I'll give you an example of what's going on in my community. As you know, I was a big supporter of the fellow who has become our mayor, and the people in the Finance Committee of the City Council have just redlined 12 positions that were excess and have been for years, and that's how they've started. They do their budget during the month of May every year, and so this year the Finance Committee is taking 12 jobs, 12 positions, and scratching them because they feel they're unnecessary. And the interesting thing is when they go, because they have a meeting with each of the department heads to say to ask questions to justify what it is they're spending. Another round of budget cuts that is different than what has been the case in the past. They looked at all the vehicles that various town departments wanted to replace. There was some 30 vehicles on the list of let's get rid of the ones we have and get new ones. So the chief operating officer goes around to the public works department. He goes to the fire department. He goes to the park department. And he says, okay, let's see these vehicles that you want to replace. So in a couple of circumstances, they put them up on jacks. And he looked at them and said, this isn't what you sent me. This isn't the picture. Found the department heads lying to him about, they thought, okay, well, business as usual, we'll just send him a picture of some old rust bucket. And it wasn't, that truck was long gone. Hasn't been around for years. So this is the kind of thing that if you leave people to, unfortunately, to run things on their own, they don't run them in the best interests of the people who are paying the bill, they run them in the best interest of them. It's easier for us to buy a new truck than it is for us to fix the old truck. So you've got that kind of, how much of that goes on in the federal government? How many billions of dollars do you think are wasted on things like buying trucks, having people in jobs that are unnecessary, that kind of stuff?
Sure, all that. But the thing that really bugs me is when this became, you know, when we, the whole Boeing thing with the 737 Maxes, when that all started. I mean, that was essentially, that started because the federal government was like, yeah, Boeing, we trust you. You're good. You can just do your own inspections.
Yeah, but they didn't count on any jobs to save money for the federal government.
I'm talking about is lack of oversight in general. I'm not talking specifically about vehicles.
Okay.
You know. But then the same thing is happening with the baby. But what I'm saying, though, is that it's the same issue with Abbott and the baby formula. The FDA literally allowed Abbott to do their own inspections until it got to the point where babies were getting sick, and then the FDA had to go in and shut it down, and look where we are now.
But what's the point that you're trying to make? You're trying to tell us, well, I want to know what I said. There are positions that are unnecessary. These are positions that are necessary.
Well, I'm agreeing with you because you said that I'm not talking about individual positions. I'm talking about oversight in general and a lack of oversight, which allows for corruption in a small town like what you're talking about. And it allows for corruption on a massive level when you're looking at all the baby formula stuff. Mm-hmm. When there isn't government, I know nobody likes big government, but when there isn't government oversight, whether it's your friend who's the new mayor individually looking at pictures of vehicles, or it's our federal government regulating how safe Boeing planes are or how safe baby formula is, we've been way too lax. There are just too many areas where we're not doing our job, and then it shuts down part of the economy.
Let's follow this another step. Yesterday, the Supreme Court backed a bill that was sort of originated, as I understand it, by Ted Cruz. I didn't know this was in the offing, but now that I see this, the system that we have right now, which leads to the corruption that we're talking about as the unbridled campaign finance, the loading, if you will, by huge corporations and people with lots of money that are unrestricted, corporations become people, which is, unbelievable. And I don't know whether Ted Cruz is trying to get more money for his retirement or what the origin of the bill was. Maybe Jen, you know where this came from, but the kind of
it seems pretty simple. The way I understand it anyway is that a lot of times when a campaign is starting out, they will put their own money into the campaign, like as seed money, and so I guess up until a certain point you were able to pay yourself back, but I guess you weren't able to fully pay yourself back, and that they would then call it a gift to the taxpayers, which then becomes like tax deductible. It was a mess, and so Ted Cruz took this suit and said, if I put in $10,000 seed money for my campaign, then I want to get $10,000 seed money out, and that's what they ruled in favor of.
Mm-hmm. All right, that sounds reasonable, except that he shouldn't be allowed to put any money in, at least to $10,000. I mean, that's how I see it happening locally. I know my friend, the candidate for mayor here, to start his own campaign, he put $10,000 in and then got it back. I thought that was always the way that it was done, because once you, it's like anything else. If you have confidence in yourself, then other people are going to have confidence in you in that circumstance. What it does do is call
it. Oh, it's not actually himself, that money, because I remember there was something I read. There was a cap on post-election donations that campaigns can take, like if you've already won the election. So it's in between. It's not him getting his own money back. He didn't want a cap on post-election donations, and I guess that's what they sided with. It was the 6-3, you know, the liberals versus the conservatives.
The way that I guess they explained it is that he loaned his Senate campaign $260,000, but then they were only allowed to repay the maximum loan, which is $250,000. And so his point is, I guess, from post-election funds, and that money could only be used within 20 days of the election. So it's a little bit of both. So it's basically about repaying yourself the whole amount, but also not having that 20-day period after the election to use it.
What did Ted Cruz do before he became a senator?
Lawyer, probably. Mm-hmm. Right?
I don't know. Most people who make $180,000 a year as a senator, most people, and especially they have two homes, one in Washington, one back in Texas, they don't have $250,000 in their bank account.
To loan themselves. I know.
So where does that money come from in the first place?
That's truly part of his Yeah, I guess it would be his own money. I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, he was a policy advisor for George W. Okay. He was the Solicitor General of Texas from 2003 to 2008. 2012, he was elected to the Senate, and he's been there ever since. So,
A Solicitor General would be
he was an attorney. Jen's right, though. He was an attorney.
Beforehand. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I always ask that question because there's usually the answer we get isn't the answer that we want. In terms of where'd all the money come from. I always use the example of LBJ, who was a school teacher, and then he became a congressman. He was president. The most he ever made in his life was $200,000 a year. And yet when he died, he had a $14, $15, $16 million dowry. He owned a couple of radio stations, a TV station, a KLBJ, coincidentally. Imagine the call letters for the LBJ television station, which is still in existence, by the way. So I just think, you know, we're going around and around with all of this stuff for Ukraine and the questions that come up. See how people who think about this think it through. It's not just an emotional yes or no. It's a question that needs to be thought out. Another question that needs to be thought out is what you're doing to support your weight loss. As we get into springtime and summertime, people want to look good. They want to wear the best clothing. They want to look neat when they go to the beach or on vacation. So, as it happens, Calitrin comes along back in 1997, stimulant-free, drug-free, the weight loss product that is so safe for everybody to take. It's been tried and tested by every institution you can think of. The ability after 25 years to stay in business, you know, product has to be good. So if you are really doing a nice job with yourself, taking care and losing weight, you want to make sure it is the satisfaction that you want to guarantee yourself, that is keeping the weight off, is there. The help comes from Calitrin. So go to the weight loss formula. Go to toploss.com. The formula is pretty simple. It's explained there and how it works. So if you want really to have satisfaction and to be safe with it, Calitrin is the ticket. Find it at toploss.com. Get the best deal by using the discount code DJV, especially for free shipping.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Nature Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronos.
Clearly, the hospitalizations are down. The deaths in hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dramatically down. But where we are, whether this pandemic has moved to an endemic and something we can live with, this is a big question which we're all hoping for. We now have, fortunately for so many of us, the availability of home testing.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good news time in a manner of speaking. 23 after the hour on the DJV Tuesday program. Doug Steffen with the ladies of the day, Jen Jen, Victoria, and Jay Kirshner, here to bring us up to date on the latest from the remaining two Judds, or at least there's one Judd, I suppose. Well, I wonder how. Well, I want to find out. I want to ask the question in a moment as to whether the two, Judge Winona and Ashley, have ever sung together when the mother was on the road with Winona. That question will be answered after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
So the Judds, and we all know the passing of the mother, Naomi, has caused some concern. Jay, question, will the Judds continue? What's the answer?
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of questions. To answer your previous question, if Ashley Judd had ever sang with the Judds, Naomi and Winona, the answer is yes and no. She has shared the stage with them, belting out every tune. She just was not holding a mic. She famously jokes that she cannot sing. Yes. But however, yeah, the Judds were supposed to go out on tour in the fall, and Winona announced during the CMT special for Naomi that mm-hmm. she will hit the road, she will honor her mom, she feels like she has to do this. She also acknowledged that it won't be easy to move on with this without her mom, but she feels it is necessary and asks the crowd and the fans to, you know, we'll do this together and you will carry me as you've carried me for the last 38 years on that stage.
She's been doing this for 38 years?
Yeah.
Oh, they've been around forever. They were a big act during the 80s. I mean, almost.
How old is Winona? I just remember seeing her at that Shatner thing with you, Jennifer. She didn't look like she was.
She's got to be. Well, how old was Naomi when she
Naomi
died? 76.
Yeah.
So she's 60.
Yeah. Winona is 57.
Wow.
I thought Naomi was 16 when she got pregnant with her. Maybe we uncovered a lie about the age.
Aha! All right, so anyway, they're going to go on tour. Will they? Who sings the mother's part, though, when they're on the road?
Well, Winona did most of the singing. Naomi was more of the harmonizing. So it will be interesting if she does it herself, if she gets somebody else, or she has special guests popping in and out.
Typically, when we saw her perform, she just did the songs herself. I mean, when we saw her, Doug, she did a lot of her own songs because for a while the Judds broke up and she went on tour, but she also did some that her mom did, and she just did them herself. Her voice is so phenomenal. Holy.
Yeah,
holy.
I thought she was warm, charming,
interesting. It rattles your insides. Her voice is so good.
Yeah.
It's so big.
She's got a lot of, a lot of experience, and she seems to have a lot of heart in the music. So, all right, so that's good news. 28 after on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Nissan has unveiled its prototype production facility for laminated or solid-state battery cells. Nissan aims to launch an EV with all solid-state batteries developed in-house by fiscal 2028, with plans to establish a pilot production line at its Yokohama plant in fiscal 2024. All solid-state batteries are expected to be game-changing technology for accelerating the popularity of EVs. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
10 people are dead and at least 3 others are wounded after a shooting at a Buffalo supermarket Saturday. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland saying the attack was a hate crime and an act of racially motivated violent extremism, as 11 of those victims were black. President Biden is visiting the city today, and Mayor Byron Brown says he's honored and appreciative that the president is making the trip.
The fact that the president is coming here shows how seriously he takes the issue of availability of guns, mass shootings, hate speech, and the things that we are dealing with out of this tragedy.
The primary season continues on Tuesday with voters heading to the polls in Pennsylvania. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I am using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is moving the weekend curfew for unaccompanied minors to 10 p.m., and as of this weekend, minors must be with an adult in Millennium Park after 6 p.m. She says it gives her no joy to implement the new rules.
But having exhausted every other opportunity, every other tool and remedy, we've got to go to this next step.
Her order comes after a 16-year-old was shot and killed near the Bean Sculpture. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill to prevent protests like those staged by abortion rights proponents in front of the homes of the conservative justices of the U.S. Supreme Court. It will be a second-degree misdemeanor that takes effect in October. Violators could face 60 days in jail and up to a $500 fine, but a protester can only be arrested after ignoring orders from law enforcement to disperse. The Federal Election Commission will not take any action against former President Donald Trump after it deadlocked on whether his campaign broke the law during the 2020 election. The Campaign Legal Center filed a complaint against Trump, accusing his campaign of laundering hundreds of millions in spending from mandatory public disclosure by routing payments through companies tied to his former campaign manager, Brad Parscale. The practice has long been considered against the law, but the FEC, which is evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans, have often deadlocked on the issue. You can listen to us anywhere online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Put our off-the-air conversations aside so we get back to what's on the air and what's important. Not that we can't have conversations off the air that aren't important. I know how exciting it is to discuss the latest in Botox and makeup and all of those things that you ladies love to talk about. But
it's the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial that we're talking about. It's not makeup and Botox. We're talking about her lying and claiming that she was covering up these supposed bruises, but yet seems to be no photographic evidence of any of them. So,
well, didn't they talk about the poop incident on the bed, too? Didn't I?
Oh, yes. She was asked to address that on the
stand. She said it was the dog again, right? So it was no longer a prank. It was the dog. Okay.
Yeah.
The dog did it.
Because, you know, usually there's a difference between a little teacup. What does she have, a teacup terrier?
Yeah.
A human being.
Right. That's pretty disgusting, though, when you really get right down to it.
Well, I'm just saying we can all probably tell the difference, right?
I was reading a story about somebody else who was dating her. Who else? Who's been in the list?
Elon Musk.
No, before that, there's somebody else. Or maybe she was in a movie with somebody.
She was with a woman before that.
Yeah.
She was. Okay. Very exciting stuff.
Right, was it Cara Delevingne? Was it? That's who she was. I forgot who was her.
No,
partner.
There was some unknown person that she was quote unkote married
that
to,
she also
but I don't
beat.
Think. Yes. Yeah, like,
was it Taja Van Rie?
Yeah.
Is her name?
Someone that I'd never heard of, yeah.
Taja Van Rie, who is she?
She's a painter and a photographer. She's an artist.
Huh. Very exciting. Okay. So this may not be as exciting, but I think it's worth spending a little more time on the trip that McConnell and the other senators took to Helsinki this week to figure out what's going on with Finland, their application for NATO. The United States ought to be first in line to ratify Finland and Sweden's expectations when it comes to their application to NATO. The only person who doesn't seem to like the idea is Mr. Putin.
Turkey doesn't want to support it either. Did we ever find out how long that process could take to be accepted into NATO? Yeah.
Mm. Well, what about
Ukraine?
Because
I've heard some people say it could take decades. Other people have said it could be years. I keep hearing all these different amounts of time, but is this anything that can happen soon?
I don't know what the answer to that is. I just wonder why Ukraine is not in that list. There should be at least three countries in it. If you're really going to do what NATO says it's supposed to do, then why isn't Ukraine first in that list?
Well, because they backed down, and Zelensky, that was one of Putin's, like, hard lines.
Demands, right.
Ukraine cannot, under any circumstances, join NATO. And Zelensky, I think, kind of relented on that and said, fine, we won't push for it. That was the last
What's the problem? If Putin or anybody has good intentions, why would they worry about any country joining? I mean, this is pretty obvious.
Of course.
Why you would join is because he doesn't want you to, because he's got something else in mind.
Well, because all those countries that have stretches of land that border Russia, you know, they're putting the squeeze on him and how far he can march across Europe, which is I can't believe I'm saying this, but I agreed with Mitch McConnell when he said, you know, when everyone's talking about the aid to Ukraine, he's like, look, this isn't a handout. He said, I think that fans of history and American history especially should learn that getting into World War II at the very end was not the best decision.
No.
And so I think that that's where a lot of people now from both sides of the aisle are saying, we got to stop Putin right now where he is. We cannot allow this to just become one country after another as he just makes his own march across Europe.
Like the Nazis, exactly. That's what they did.
And that's, that's where I've been all along. I think financially, though, what has to happen is if we are going to keep supporting this financially, we've got to make some cuts here.
Yep.
So,
absolutely. So I didn't realize that we hadn't designated Russia yet as a state sponsor of terrorism.
They were just on the Human Rights Council like a few weeks ago, so it's a lot has changed. But yes, I don't think we have designated them yet.
Why?
But there is a push for it. Because this is all, like I just said, they literally were on the Human Rights Council on the UN. They just got booted from that a month ago. So a lot is changing quickly.
Here today, gone tomorrow, as it were. Anyway. So let's see what else is going on with the Ukrainians. The McDonald's Corporation says, see you later, alligator.
Yeah,
they're selling. Yeah. But who are they selling their restaurants to, though?
Some local Russian chain, and they're going to strip it's going to look like a McDowell's from Coming to America. It's probably going to look like a budget version of McDonald's, but McDonald's is going to take all of their IP, all their intellectual property,
the arches.
Come down, they'll probably be like maybe a W or something now. They'll make it look like a bootleg McDonald's.
So
but it is interesting that they're just abandoning the entire country.
And they're taking the arches, I mean, as we know them, away.
Right.
But they're going to keep their trademarks.
It's like, I think, 9% of their corporation, too. So that's it. I mean, it's not nothing, if that's a good way to put it, that they're taking off and leaving.
But that's what good American companies should be doing. Should be no American companies doing business in Russia. None. Zero. So who else? We ought to call out the companies that are still doing business in Russia. Because that's anti-American.
Well, but American, I get all that. And I know you're very impatient when it comes to things like this. But American companies can't just turn off the lights because they've been doing business with Russia until Russia decided to go and invade Ukraine. I mean, there are lots of American companies that are not doing anything wrong by having Russian counterparts and Russian business opportunities. I mean, that just, you just don't turn off business overnight. Like, that's kind of crazy.
You do whatever you can to strangle this bastard. That's
okay.
What
well,
do.
I'm sure a lot of companies are doing that.
Why isn't everybody doing it?
Oh my God!
I know you're going to tell me. You just told me the answer, but I don't buy it. I think that if you really have it, it can't be. And even if it is, if your only means of survival is to do business in Russia, then you ought to rethink your business plan. At this point in time, doing business with Russia was like doing business with the Germans in World War II. It wasn't allowed, and sooner, or later, in terms of Germany, the world prevailed in lots of different ways. They couldn't make armaments toward the end of the war either. They couldn't do anything. They could make a few bombs here and there. Here's the story of a Ukrainian mother who said that a Russian soldier came in, inspected their house, threatened to kill them, and as he was leaving, and they didn't know this, they put the soldiers put a grenade in this in the family's piano, and they found it. For it hadn't been the pin hadn't been pulled.
Oh my God! Wow.
But can you?
Wow.
Okay, open up the piano, and there's
a
grenade.
That's
a
whole new level of piece of crap, garbage, human. Jeez.
Right. That's what they. But that's what we're dealing with here. That's what the world is dealing with. So why again? I'll ask the question: is Russia not officially with every country in the world, except maybe China and Iran and all the access of evil guys? Why isn't it the country that's sponsoring terrorism? Because it is. And if something like that isn't terrorism, look at what's happened to the price of energy. The average price of diesel in Indiana over the weekend was $5.83 a gallon. Now, this is the highest average price for diesel ever recorded there. It's higher in some of the states because the taxes are higher. But think about the volatility of all of these prices. The June crude oil price for a barrel is $109.50 at the moment. And that is going to have real impact on our food, the price of food, because these guys there are diesel right now. There are shortages of diesel in certain parts of the Northeast. That is, you can't get it. You can't buy it at any price because it's not available. Why isn't it available? Well, because at this time of year, the petroleum business changes. The focus goes to heating oil, which is basically the same as diesel fuel, but they put different additives in it. So they need a 3-month window in order to start producing supplies for the fall. Here we are in May. We're already talking about the fall. And so diesel prices, and nobody really understands what the sticker shock is here. It takes less, diesel is distilled less. That's the very nature of it. It doesn't have to go through the extensive refining process that gasoline does. And so it's cheaper to make it. So why is the price as high as it is? That's the question that I haven't seen an answer to. And you understand that the U.S. economy is propelled by trucks and trains and construction equipment. And all of this stuff is powered by diesel fuel. People say, well, that's even more reason to go to electric. You're not going to run, you can't run a train on electricity. Yeah, that's done all the time. The Acela, the fast train, is an electric train. But what does it take to set that all up? You know how many billions of dollars they spent on the tracks and the overhead to get the electric to run from Boston to Washington? That's it's amazing how much money was put into this to make it work. But that, for the most part, the diesel locomotives that travel across the country, hello, it's diesel fuel. Jets run on diesel fuel. So, what are we doing here to ourselves? Why is it that somebody doesn't just say, okay, well, we'll wait on heating oil? Do you know what heating oil is going to cost if it's available, if this thing doesn't stop? People aren't going to be able to heat their homes. It'll be twice what it was last year. Who's got that kind of money? Most people don't, to heat their homes. So, at any rate, the solution is not clear. because the, if Putin continues with all of this and strangles the source of whatever his fuel is, and then there's the gouging that's going on that people know about. That's why I have said on a couple of occasions with the American Family Farmer Program that I do, and I think I said it here too last week, this is going to be perhaps the best time, the best of the worst times, for getting acquainted with your family farmer, a local produce guy. If you didn't do this during the pandemic, then you're going to do it now, because when you go to the grocery store and you look at how much more it costs for a bottle of milk, how much does it cost for a head of lettuce, how much does it cost for a pound of hamburger, you're going to be blown away. Already, I hear this from people. I went into the grocery store the other day just to buy my usual week supply of fruit and a couple of other things. Before I was down, it was $200. And
yeah, it's gone up, for sure.
Yeah. So, and again, I don't have a solution to this except to put a bullet in Putin's head and stop the war. That's the solution.
Yeah, but again, then it's the that's the second in command conversation, and the guy that Jen mentioned yesterday was now has been seen a little bit more with Putin.
Sir, put a bullet in his head too. That the world cannot continue. The world shouldn't allow this to continue for any number of reasons. All right, 48 after this, the DJV program.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm going to make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
If you have a small business, let Staples be your shipping partner.
I'm generating orders 24/7. I don't have time to ship them too.
Staples has it covered.
A one-stop shipping solution for a business that works nonstop.
Padded mailers in every size and color?
Staples has your shipping covered with packing and shipping supplies and services. Now get 15% off UPS Ground and 20% off UPS Express shipping services. If you need to ship, ship at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/services/shipping for details.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now 53 after the hour here this Tuesday morning, Tech Talk time, with Victoria Keenan digging into a couple of important things, including what those of us who are Verizon customers should expect to see in their new June bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boom. Well, it's not going to be a credit. Let's put it that way. It's going to be a bigger bill. So starting in June, Verizon is raising the administrative fee that it charges customers by $1.35, bringing it up to $3.30 per line. So if you have a family plan, you're paying an extra $3.30 for every line on the plan. Now, naturally, Verizon didn't actually give a specific reason for the price increase.
Oh, they just, it's junk.
Yeah, I know. They just said, from time
to time, we
review and make adjustments to fees and
what
blah, blah, blah.
A wonderful, friendly time to do it, because nobody is experiencing a higher price on anything else, so let's jack up Verizon. Yeah. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Good for that.
So now Verizon's also adding a new, quote-unquote, economic adjustment charge. That's going to go on to some business accounts starting June 16th. That's going to be a $2.20 per month charge per line for each smartphone and data device as well, and 98 cents for each basic phone and tablet. So they are just raising fees all over the place.
Very
now, they're not alone. Right. I mean, they're not alone. AT&T has their own administrative fee on their bills, and they actually settled a class action suit in California. They won so that they can keep charging customers an administrative fee. And again, no one really knows what it's even for. So, and also AT&T, which we had reported a couple weeks ago, they've also raised prices on some of their older cellular plans. So if you are an AT&T customer and you've had it for a while and you don't even remember the last time you changed your plan, you should call them, because some of the newer plans give you more and they are cheaper. So just make sure that you're not being charged more for getting less. Verizon also revealed on their earnings call that despite a 2.1% increase in total revenue year over year, their net income is down 12.4% is what they said. So hiking up this ambiguous monthly fee is one way for them to do it. In another, they actually had another class action lawsuit in California that currently alleges that Verizon uses this fee to pad its margins without overtly raising plan prices. So there's some extra stuff behind the scenes with Verizon, but
shocking. Just
don't be shocked when you see your bill in June and the prices keep going up.
The GSA and the Focus after this.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
All right, so before we get into the TSA, I see that Twitter is still in the playbook for Musk, only he wants it for less, right? That looks like what they're doing.
Here. I have suspected that this would not go through. I don't think this is a serious bid, and I don't think it's going to go through.
All right,
but that's so more of a business, yeah. I mean, at this point, there's really no tech involved in that anymore. It's just hostile
money.
Business takeovers and who gets what money. But yeah.
All right, what's the TSA now allowing passengers to do when they go through security, Victoria?
Well, this is an interesting new partnership between Apple and the TSA. The two organizations issued a statement rolling out technology that allows some flyers to upload their driver's license to the Apple Wallet app, and then they just use their iPhone or their Apple Watch to present to the TSA when they go through airport security. Now, this tech has been tested now since March 23rd, so we're coming up on 2 months. Apparently, it's going very well. They used the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport as the testing ground, and eligible flyers, all they do, they go up, they scan. They scan everything into the Apple Wallet app, and then when they go through security, they just show there's a TSA credential authentication technology reader, and it just scans your iPhone or your Apple Watch. And all you need is an iPhone 8 or later and an Apple Watch Series 4, and you're good to go. And now they're since this is working really well, and it's, of course, speeding things through security, they're looking at other states now who are going to roll this out. So down the line, we may have maybe 15 states by the end of the year.
Wow-er. Let's hear it for the good guys at the TSA. 59 passed.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.